We're back with another episode.
This episode of the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler is sponsored by MyApothecary.com. MyApothecary is the premier online destination for hemp-derived CBD that will help you curate a wealthy lifestyle. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed during the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler podcast series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent any specific employer, organization, committee, or other group or individual. The primary purpose of this podcast series is to educate and inform. This podcast series does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services.
It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off. It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off.
Hey everyone. Welcome back to your favorite
dynamic duo.
There you go. I was going to say internet show, but that's not what this is.
Well, technically.
Are we an internet show?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah, we just aren't signed resume. Yet on a contract.
It's me, Fowler. That's her, Fleming.
Mm-hmm. And we're back at it again, y'all.
Two hosts of the Face Off podcast with Fowler and Fleming.
Fleming and Fowler.
Yeah, I do that every time.
It's because you're a narcissist.
I'm the most, yeah.
You're so vain, you probably think this song is about you.
Truly, this podcast is at least. You know what? But I will ask you first, how was your week?
Oh, I wasn't prepared for you to do that. My week was actually pretty cool. It was the longest, shortest week, if that makes sense.
Like, you had a short week?
Yeah, no, it was just like that we got so quickly to Friday, but the days were long, the week was short.
The days are long and the weeks are short.
Yeah, I think it's because we're coming up on a holiday for Thanksgiving. I know most of y'all probably out there are going to be off for Thanksgiving, hopefully, you know.
No, not a lot of us are.
You're working for Thanksgiving?
I want you to know that I work Monday through Friday next week.
Ooh.
Yeah, life's rough out here.
Well, at least you get time and a half.
Do I?
You should, hopefully.
I don't know. I'm on a contract.
Oh. Hopefully, well, you're already making a shit ton of money, so you're good.
Well, that doesn't make me feel any better. I don't want to be there.
Choices in life.
Maybe it'll be a half day or something.
Hopefully, yeah, they'll just let you go. Because you know most people are going to be trying to get patients out of the hospital anyway. So
right, that's how I'm thinking.
Yeah, but other than that, my week was really good. I'm excited for Thanksgiving this week that's coming up. I'm going to be working a short week this week, so I don't mean to rub it in, but I'm only working 3 days this week.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I'm very excited. Jealous. I'm extremely excited. But other than that, it was pretty cool. How about yours?
My week was good. I got to have dinner with one of my old patients.
Oh, how did that go?
It was super good.
Yeah.
I have been reflecting the last couple weeks. And I just, you know how everyone has the things that they're good at?
Mm-hmm.
Like some therapists are good at providing therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. But
okay.
What I am good at is this thing called therapeutic use of self.
Okay.
Which means...
Can we bill that for insurance?
Listen, you got to get a little creative.
Right.
But for those of you who don't know, it means like you just put on your little hat, you get your microphone, and you just give...
Give a show.
I am a puppet. God is the hand. And we are just giving it to the people.
Glory to God.
We are fixing you through me. I just do my little song and my dance, and I hope that you get a little less depressed.
You're full
and
of Christ love.
And
we can make love.
It a full out of Christ love. And as I was sitting, I went to dinner with an old patient of mine who had a stroke, and he finally finished all of his rehab. So his wife was like, "We really want to take you out to dinner. We appreciate all of your help." I didn't do anything to help this man. I swear. I gave him therapy putty and a squeeze ball.
And like, that's therapy.
I know, but it's like in the grand scheme.
Yeah.
He couldn't walk.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing too much, but I appreciated the dinner. They were so nice. And I was like, "Oh no, I just came in and cracked a couple jokes every day and that got you out of the hospital." Yeah. And so I think I'm just going to ride that high.
Absolutely. You were boosting his morale.
So every couple months I'm like, "Should I go get certified in something?" No, I'm not going to.
No,
that's out of my wheelhouse.
No, don't do that. I made the mistake and was like, "You know what? I'm bored. I need to get something else." And I went back to school to get an MBA. Don't do it.
See, I'm
don't
just chilling right now.
Yeah. Don't
I'm
do it.
Playing the game. But that was good. I saw a bunch of my family this week. They all came down for my cousin eloped. And so they had one of those, cool. You know, the new kids are
eloping,
doing that thing. Yeah. They'll elope and then they'll have the reception. So we all got together. I forget how white my family is till we're all together. Love those people. God, I love them so much. I'm so pale now. I fit right in.
God. Well, that's good.
Yeah. My uncle, God, just sweet people. I truly love my family. We all have the same sense of humor. We're all hilarious. And he's like, God, just, I love you. You're always speaking your mind and you're so intelligent. You know who you remind me of? I was like, who?
Oh, God.
Because in the last couple of months, I've gotten a lot of Aisha Curry, which I'll always take. Especially after
people say that that you remind them of Aisha Curry.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I have no idea, but I'll take it. Okay. Always.
She's a beautiful woman.
So I was gearing up for like, what do you got? And he was like, Candace Owens. Audible gasp that left my body. No, I was like, no, I don't. He was like, yes, you do. You're always speaking your mind. And man, and I was like, no, wow. She's so problematic. I don't want to remind you of Candace Owens.
No.
I was like, this is worse than when Nana put a freaking Confederate flag magnet on my picture on the icebox. It's over the head.
This is what happens in interracial families.
I know. God bless that. I love them so much. So
I absolutely. Okay, Candace.
No, absolutely not. I would have rather like, you know, hilarious. Who you remind me of with the way you speak? Kanye West. I would have taken that.
Oh, God, no.
I would have loved that.
No, then you get our
just
podcast
a guy
canceled.
Marching to the beat of his own drum.
I mean, you do that anyway.
That's true.
You really
that's probably
do.
Why I remind people of Candace Owens.
No, I don't see Candace Owens at all.
It's
I
not really giving don't. That. It's no. giving some things, but it's not giving that.
Definitely
so. Not
give, maybe Aisha Curry when she said the NBA was rigged, allegedly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that.
She. That's her man.
She going to stick beside him.
She going to stick beside
that's
him.
That's a ride or die. I mean, what else do you want from Aisha? I mean... She's amazing. She's like her
meal
cooking.
Ticket. She got that.
Wow. But I think that was great though too that you went out to dinner with your patient, your former patient.
Okay, yeah. A lot of people when I tell them they give me like a like
you're
that's
attached
weird.
To your patients?
Yeah. I'm like, first of all, this is why it happened because again, all I did was talk to them because mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? You're in hospital and you're stuck. But mentally I can take you on an adventure. We'll go anywhere. We'll talk about anything.
I cannot with this girl.
So we were talking about restaurants, and one of their favorite restaurants is one of my favorite restaurants, Paloma Blanca in San Antonio. If you haven't been.
I've never been there.
Don't be afraid that it's
you
on
don't
a.
Take me anywhere.
Do you want to go?
Sure. What kind of food do they have?
Mexicana.
Ooh, hell yeah.
It's great Mexican food.
Absolutely. I want to go.
And so we were both talking. They were like, we love that restaurant too. And then, you know, just like anecdotally, mm-hmm. we'll have to go once we get out of here. That would be so nice. Whatever. but then she called me and she was like, he finished all of his therapy, he's doing so well, we'd love to take you to dinner. What was I supposed to say? No, how yeah. shitty. So we went, they're doing great. I love older people.
Yeah,
man, that's my jam right now.
Patients, I think being able to have a relationship with your patients after they get out of the hospital is so important because it builds community. And I think too, like, I know sometimes people frown upon it, like as far as a conflict of interest with regard to like them giving you gifts and all that kind of stuff, because, you know, it can be looked at as, oh, you're giving them preferential treatment and blah, blah, blah. But I mean, when you work in a hospital setting, you see these people at death's door and then they leave and go to rehab and you never get to hear
what happened.
Exactly. Unless they come back. But how many patients in the grand scheme of things actually come back?
And also
for you?
When you come back to a hospital, it ain't good.
No, it's so horrible.
That is nice to get to know. Well, you put in all this time and effort into these people.
Yeah.
Like we're there every day and we're trying to get you better and working through all these issues. And then just like, okay, bye. You're gone. We never see or talk to you again.
Exactly.
And
we're just always, like, oh, good luck.
There's so many times we're sitting there. We're like, I wonder what happened to so-and-so.
Yeah. I mean, when I used to work at another hospital here in town, I used to see my patients all the time, which is kind of funny, but working at the last hospital that I worked at, I never see any of my patients in the community. Yeah. So it's only like if they were readmitted or, you know, they can't happen to come back to the hospital just to say hello or to bring snacks or cookies.
Well, I feel
like
that hospital is so big and the acuity is so high. Like a lot of people are bust down,
Tatiana.
I like the way you bust down. Or they come from outside of the city or different areas. So it's not like a local situation.
Exactly. Yeah. But I think that was nice though that y'all got a chance to build a community and build a, you know, form a friendship.
I had a great time.
Weird at all. It's not weird at all.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think that's very nice.
Yeah. If anyone wants to take me out to dinner.
Me too.
Just let me know. Calendar's wide open.
Absolutely.
I feel like there was something I was going to tell you. It has left the building.
5, 6, 7, 8.
No, nothing. Damn. Oh.
It'll come back to
you. It's going to be one of those days.
Well, I will tell you this. It was one of those days for HBCU on Saturday, which I'm so happy to announce that Florida A&M University, the Marching 100, home of the Rattlers, we beat Bethune-Cookman University at the Florida Classic. Woo-hoo! This is especially for my aunt, Pat. We beat y'all. Thank you. That's it. My Aunt Pat actually graduated from Bethune-Cookman University. It was Bethune-Cookman College at the time. And we have this really, really like Big Beef, my sister and I, with her. And 1 year we won, and we went to, I think it was, we were at, actually at her house or somebody's house we were at. We went and got all these streamers and stuff. We literally like TP'd her car in like orange and green stuff. And so we had a funeral 1 year for their wildcat, and it was hilarious. So we have a great family rivalry with that. But
has your house ever been TP'd?
My parents' house? No. Or my house now?
Yeah, no. No, just like any house you've ever lived in.
My parents' house got egged 1 year for Halloween, but that was like early 90s.
I don't think our house ever got teed. My mom taught at our high school, so no one really fucked with the house. Except for the time my car got egged. Did I tell you about that?
Really?
Y'all people.
Eggs are too expensive now.
That's true. I say my car got egged because my house didn't get egged because people...
Like your house now?
My mom's house when I was in high school. People liked my mom. She was the cool teacher. But people didn't like me. That's weird. Great personality. So instead of egging the house, they specifically went to my car in our driveway, cracked eggs all on like the trunk, the backside of the car. It froze that night.
No.
Woke up. My mom took my car. She called me and she was like, there's eggs frozen all over your car.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
Y'all are hateful people.
How did you get that off?
I don't know. She actually, I think this boy from my high school cleaned it up for me, for her. That's messed up.
Yeah, no, my car has not been, thankfully, egged or anything like that, or my house. Like I said, my parents' house got egged 1 year, but it was just the front door. It wasn't like their actual cars or anything like that.
Dude, eggs hitting the house sound like
they sound like bullets.
Crazy. We used to paintball people's house. That was sounding crazy.
Paintball?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all want to go to jail.
I never did it. I was just in the car.
Mm-hmm, I bet you didn't.
I also didn't baloney the cars. I was just in the car.
Baloney?
Like when you stick baloney to the side of the car.
First of all, food costs too much. Okay. I don't know what kind of bougie life you had. Okay. But bologna cost too much money at the time I was coming
bologna?
Up.
Bologna? Ooh, I haven't had a bologna and cheese sandwich in a minute. That kind of sounds good.
I can't do stuff like that no more. Like I used to do like hot dogs and stuff.
Ooh,
and
I love y'all.
They were amazing back in the day. I do a lot of things for hot dog.
Costco hot dog.
Costco does have really good hot dogs. Before I became a vegetarian, I used to eat those all the time.
And
Hebrew
it's a dollar.
Nationals, what's your favorite hot dog?
Ooh, okay, so I do love a ballpark Frank because that shit plumps when you cook it. But I think
free promo.
A Nathan's. I'm a Nathan's girl.
Really?
You like Hebrew National?
Hebrew National all the way.
I won't say no to a hot dog.
Hebrew National.
As long as it's all beef, could not care less.
Yeah, Hebrew National. My dad hooked me on those and I was like, what the hell are these goddamn things? And they were amazing. I mean, they're going to cost you like $20 for five, but they good. They are worth
it. I'll eat it. Whole. I'll eat it chopped up. I'll eat it in macaroni. I'll eat it in eggs.
I'm sorry. Did you just say you'll eat hot dogs cut up in macaroni?
Yeah. And in beanie weenies.
This is how I know your mom's not black. The beanie weenies, yes, because that's what goes in there.
Ooh.
But if you ever fed me mac and cheese with hot dogs,
that shit's so good.
I will call the FBI on you immediately.
You're kidding me. That's like one of the best ways to eat a hot dog.
Do you put raisins in your potato salad?
Stop it.
That's what I'm saying.
Stop it.
That's what I'm saying.
Carrot salad, but not potato salad.
What is carrot salad?
Salad is shredded carrots and raisins.
Barf. Who eats that? Is that a real thing? That's not a real thing.
Yeah, I'm never like, oh, you know what I'm craving right now? Carrot salad. But I'm just saying.
Carrots? Why would you ever shred carrots and put raisins in them?
You've never been to Luby's?
No.
Wait, you've been to Luby's?
No, I've been to Lulu's Bakery.
Wait, you've never have been to Luby's Cafeteria?
Here in town? No.
Yeah.
I didn't know what that was.
Ma'am.
No.
Luby's Cafeteria.
I've never been there.
We have to go.
Is that like a Golden Corral?
Basically, no, because Golden Corral is a buffet.
Okay, so Luby's is just...
Luby's is cafeteria food.
Ew.
But it's so good. You go down the line and they serve. Oh my God, I love Luby's.
So almost like a Piccadilly. Have you ever heard of Piccadilly?
No, that sounds fun though.
Okay. It's the same thing when you go in there and it's like a cafeteria line where you have to pick your stuff off the little tray and stuff like that.
But oh yeah. Damn.
Ew, that looks like roaches.
But Luby's has a carrot salad is why I say that. Wait, we need to go to Luby's. You'd like it because there's a lot of sides.
Okay.
They have really good mashed potatoes, mac and cheese. Their fried okra is so good.
I bet
blue jello.
Velveeta.
They make what?
Velveeta. Do they put their Velveeta in the mac and cheese? If you put Velveeta in your mac and cheese, Lord Jesus.
I don't think we need to judge here.
I'm just saying.
Make
a cheese sauce instead.
I want a Luby on the Luan. That's what you get. If you want it half size, you say, can I get it on the Luan? And then they like cut your chicken breast stick in half.
I've never been. never been there before. Yeah, you gotta take me there. I've never been there before. Well, speaking of Thanksgiving, this is the week to give thanks, and we are thankful for our many blessings. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, yeah.
That was beautiful.
Are you excited for Thanksgiving?
I am not a big Thanksgiving girl, so I'm like averagely excited. I don't know. It's never been.
Is that your family like big gathering that y'all usually have?
Yeah, I guess we always get together, but we always do Thanksgiving on the Saturday because we had a bunch of my uncle, man, are doctors. Mm-hmm. We always go out of town. Everyone's schedule is weird, so we don't celebrate till Saturday. And I was always like, "Is it?" Because hold on.
I think my head is like
it sucks because I have to watch everyone get all their food on Thursday and then I have to wait till Saturday. But
that's nice of y'all to at least wait for them though, because I know my family be like, oh, well, I guess you get when you get it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's whatever. I feel like the world wants us to forget Thanksgiving.
I do too, and I hate that because Thanksgiving is actually my favorite holiday.
Christmas stuff started coming out before Halloween, mm-hmm. and now Black Friday has already started. My mom bought gifts today on Black Friday deals.
Yeah. They've been having Black Friday deals, I feel like, since like the end of October.
I
know. October.
I feel like they're just moving everything up and Thanksgiving's getting forgotten.
Yeah. I think one of the reasons probably why why stores are having Black Friday so much earlier now is because the amount of violence that ensues with Black Friday, like people going in and busting people over the cross of the head with, you know, toys for $150 TV. Like, how many more TVs do y'all need, America? God damn.
And you can get everything online now because they start Black Friday or Cyber Monday. So what's the difference between Black Friday and Cyber Monday if all the Black Friday deals are online before Friday?
It's just so you don't have to go into the store. So those, like, you can get those $150 TVs where the store only has 10, and if you hurry up and check out, then you can get those and benefit from it.
Oh my God.
Oh Jesus.
Forgot to tell you what happened today.
Okay.
I am not the most patient person, but
not you. I'm just kidding.
That's fucking rude. I'm working on it.
It's okay. I'm not either.
But our job makes us be patient with people.
Yes.
Like being a therapist forces you to be patient because there's people who literally cannot functionally do mm-hmm. things and you have to wait and sit there and let them try first.
Very true.
So this girl, today we're at Target. I want a Kindle for Christmas. My mom was like, we might as well just buy it over here. It's like the most mm-hmm. anticlimactic Christmas shit over at our house right now. Well, we might as well get your gift right now. I'm like, okay, cool. Love her for it. So she's like, calls this lady over to help us. And there's a display of a bunch of tablets and she's scanning. I already know. I'm like, I want this one. I'm looking at it. I know mm-hmm. what it is. I already saw it online, this one. So she's already scanning the wrong one and I can see her multiple. And I keep saying, no, this one. She's like, yeah, I got it. Keep scanning the wrong one, but I'm being calm.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm having a good day with my mama and you're not going to ruin it.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then she goes down to the bottom part where they're holding all the stuff. And I see her look, she's going through the wrong thing.
Yeah.
She's going through some like Amazon fucking tablet shit. I'm like, I want a Kindle. And I keep telling you Kindle and I'm pointing to this one and you're scanning the wrong thing. She's like, we just don't seem to have it. Let me call in the back. And I'm like, I'm looking at it. And I kept saying, well, it's the Kindle. She's like, yeah, it's just not literally. And I finally was like, you're looking at the wrong one. That's not the one that I need. It's right there. Isn't this your job? Like, oh my God.
People just don't pay attention. That's part of the problem.
And I could feel myself
having a visceral response to it. Like,
I'm just like, I'm telling you. I know you probably deal with really annoying ass people all day who tell you the wrong shit.
Yeah.
But I'm not one of them.
Right. I'm telling you specifically. I'm telling you the right thing. And you're just not listening.
Woo, really grinding my gears today.
No, I went to the grocery store today and just to get a couple of things because I usually always cook because like Thanksgiving is my family's big holiday, like my mom's side of the family's big holiday. But since COVID has happened, of course it's like kind of ruined our tradition where everybody's just kind of doing their own thing if they don't travel. So I went to, and I always just kind of like, if I don't travel, I always just like, you know, do a little dinner by myself and I just cook enough sides for me and like maybe one other person, because my cousin, when she was living here, she used to come over and get a plate, whatever. So I went to HEB today and it was insanely packed.
Really?
Already? Insanely packed. Yeah. And I meant to go on Friday, but well, I don't like curbside on certain things like the, especially the
produce.
The produce, because I like to, you know, I'm black, so I have to.
What? You?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And, like, you know how black people, we can't just pick out the first thing in the very front. We have to go behind, like two or three behind and then pull
that
out.
Is that why y'all do that?
Yeah. Because it may be spoiled. Somebody, it may be a go back. Who knows? You know? So, yeah. But it was crazy packed. I still got to get a collard greens. I don't know. Here's the thing.
Beans, greens.
Here's what I do want to say about Thanksgiving traditions. I think Thanksgiving culturally should just be gatekept. And the reason why I say that is because this is a mostly Hispanic town. Okay. Hispanic and white.
60%.
Right. Puro so pinche. Here's my thing. Why is San Antonio out of collard greens?
Because it's American holiday and collard greens are delicious in America.
Do you have collard greens at your family gatherings?
No, but we don't even do like real food. We do like real white shit.
That's what I'm saying. That's not I've never seen a Hispanic eat collard greens. That's not at the table with y'all. Just because you've
never seen it doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
But I'm just saying.
Also, there are black people here. You know that, right?
Yeah, but it ain't a whole lot of us. So, especially on my side of town. So I'm like, who's eating up all the collard greens? I couldn't even get
the word is out. People are eating the greens.
Y'all stop showing people how to make our food because we can't get it when we need it.
Yeah, we
Jesus, like, discrimination sometimes is good.
We don't do mashed potatoes. We do like creamy Parmesan potatoes, and we don't do
y'all do bougie stuff.
We do like these mushrooms that are simmered all day in a bottle of red wine.
Ooh, I love mushrooms.
And it's like weird shit like that.
Real bougie stuff. So y'all don't go to sleep after you eat?
No, we play board games and drink wine.
See, that y'all ain't got enough grease in y'all food. You need just the right amount of grease and butter to be able to take a nap right afterward.
Oh yeah, we do green bean casserole.
Okay, quiet as it's kept,
but it's,
I love green bean casserole.
I did not expect that to come out of your mouth.
Pumpkin pie and green bean casserole, the two whitest things I will eat.
Here's the thing. I think one year we tried to make it from scratch, the green bean casserole, and it was delicious. But then we were all like,
You need a can
of Campbell's.
Absolutely.
You need something about it. You need some French's, fried onions on the top.
Mm-hmm. I love green bean casserole.
Wow. It's casserole so girl, huh?
I am.
You like tater tot casserole?
Okay. No, because I had, FAMU decided to make this. PTSD, guys. When I was a freshman at FAMU, they had this thing called Tater Tot Surprise.
See, y'all need to stop calling shit a surprise. Never in my life have I sat down at a restaurant and be like, ooh, I want to be surprised.
No, I don't. It was so great. Like, first of all, it looked like
Tuna surprise.
It was like tater tots on the top, but like ground beef, and like it was almost like a shepherd's pie with tater tots on the top. And I was like, I don't know who's eating this shit, but I'm not. And it was called Tater Tot Surprise at FAMU. FAMU, y'all know y'all was wrong for that.
There was a year, my mom doesn't cook a lot, but she cooks like a couple things that she'll cook and we love it.
Yeah.
And there was one year where I swear to God, we ate tater tot casserole well, at least once a week. And after that, I was like, it was like either spaghetti or tater tot casserole. And I was like, you must be stopped. We can't do this shit anymore.
That's what my mom was with spaghetti and fucking hamburger helper.
Give me some cheeseburger macaroni, bitch. I'll eat that shit every day. Do you eat
the beef stroganoff?
Hell yeah, I do.
Okay, let me tell you. Tuna helper.
I have
a visceral response to beef stroganoff. The hamburger helper one, because it was so, and I used to beg my mom, stop making the hamburger helper beef stroganoff. And my sister, who's above me, she used to, ugh, I love this. And I'm like, I'm sitting there just like, I guess I'll have a hot dog for this.
Me and my brother. My mom's always like, what do y'all want? And I'm like, hamburger helper. And my brother's like, not again.
It's so gross. I will take any other flavor, any other whatever of the hamburger helper, but not the beef stroganoff. I fucking hate that shit.
Cheeseburger macaroni is where it's at. But I used to do beef stroganoff and a bag of Caesar salad.
Ew. I just hate that every
fucking night. It's so good.
That makes me sad. Every time I used to like look in the pot, I'd be like, ugh.
So good.
And then it's like whatever that cheesy shit is. Oh, I fucking hated it.
Tuna helper?
Tuna helper's amazing.
I do love tuna helper.
I didn't start getting tuna helper until I was in college. So I felt like I had a little bit of money. I was like, okay. Ooh, it was still the same price, but it felt a little fancy. Like, oh, cans of tuna. But yeah, it was
really glad we went down. Disgusting.
Definitely. What were you talking about? You already said that. Never mind.
Cut that out.
Sorry, we'll cut that out. But
what do you want to talk about?
All right. Well, we got to get into some very interesting news. Kind of sad, man. Okay.
What's going on over there?
I was trying to segue, but it just got me all in my feelings. So before we get into our other subjects that we're going to talk about, we got a package in the mail, which we love packages in the mail.
Y'all know my love language is gifts. Absolutely. My favorite thing is mail. When I used to go to summer camp, my favorite thing was getting packages.
You got gifts at summer camp? How long were you away?
Fucking like a week.
Why is your mom sending you gifts for a week stay?
That's the best part of being at summer camp is you get packages.
I've never gone to a summer camp, so okay. I don't know. Well, I mean, I went to vacation Bible school. Does that count?
No.
Probably not. Okay.
So the thing is, you, and this is, if you have a really dedicated parent, like mine was, or maybe it was my Nana, who knows? I was young. They would ship me off for a week, but you have to time your packages right because you have to start mailing them before mm-hmm. you get there because of the, you know, mail works.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, you get there and you get a package and it would have snacks. My mom would give me, like, she'd send me a Build-A-Bear mm-hmm. one time. All kinds of candy and games. You can play with the people in your bunk. And if you don't get gifts, you look like a fucking loser.
And so, and it's like prison.
Yeah.
You gotta let it from your girlfriend. Like, you gotta let it from your kids.
I would be like, damn, I really wanted a letter today. Just, you know, so they could call you up and I get to go up there. Someone cares. Someone on the outside cares about me.
It's like you're coming home in 6 days.
I was like seven.
You're not doing a hard time. That's hilarious.
Anyway, all that to say, we love gifts.
We love gifts. So we have a product that we want y'all to go out and get this holiday season. We are all about supporting Black-owned businesses, especially small Black-owned business. And this product that we talked about before, I think it was Black History Month, we gave them a shout out. Tea with Gwen, y'all. This is an amazing, amazing company that y'all need to go and support. And that she gave us a smudge bundle kit. And this one is the tea. What was the health mix?
Health is wealth. We got a variety kit of tea. And I've been on some tea shit lately.
Exactly. Like the packaging, beautiful. Y'all go to their website. Hold on. Let me find the website.
And I think we like... A smudge stick gift set is so timely, and it's really good for the holidays because you can cleanse your space before the new year, which everyone needs.
And you can find them on Instagram at Shop Tea with Gwen, G-W-E-N. This is actually a classmate, a former classmate of mine from FAMU undergrad. I had to remember. I was like, wait. But
and the package, shout out to everything Dario. Is so cute.
Yes,
the smudge sticks. Oh, and she gave us Palo Santo. Which we should burn.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because it's we're not going to burn it today, though.
We can't burn it in here because I can't breathe.
Yeah, no, I can't either. Not today.
Did I tell you last time I tried to sage my apartment?
Did you burn it up?
No, I almost had a freaking asthma attack.
Oh, Jesus. First of all, this packaging is so cute.
I know.
And, yeah, so she gave us some sage. And what was the other one?
Ooh, Palo Santo.
I was going to say Pellegrino, but it's Pellegrino.
Oh, it smells so good.
Yeah. So, but thank you so much. Shop Tea with Gwen. Follow them on Instagram. You can go on their website and purchase tea bundles. Y'all support Black-owned businesses, okay? Do not ask for a discount because y'all go to Walmart and HEB and every other store. You do not ask for a discount. Don't ask for a discount here. And when I put my order in, I will not be asking for a discount either. Thank you. But yeah, so anyway, you ready to get on into it?
Let's.
You know, we've been talking for 30 minutes.
Let's get on into it then.
Some sad news, y'all. Okay, where were you when the Power Rangers came out?
As gay? Like, what do you mean? Like, who's out? Who's the gay ranger?
I didn't say anything about gay.
Came out.
Oh my God. Wait, the show. Like,
okay, that's not what I was thinking of.
Are you trying to tell us something?
No, I thought you meant like they all were like, hey, we're gay. We are not. The Mighty Morphin Gay Rangers.
Yeah.
No, so aren't there like, there's multiple iterations of the Power Rangers? Because I remember Power Rangers, but I don't think my Power Rangers are your Power Rangers.
You were not born.
When they came out?
Yeah.
When did they come out?
August the 28th, 1993.
I was an egg.
Yeah.
Probably hadn't even dropped yet.
Absolutely. Yeah, you were definitely not here.
Damn. Nope. But I do remember watching them because...
I was in third grade.
What was the villain's name?
Hold on. I'm looking.
Starts with an M.
It's not Megatron.
Not Megatron.
Cast. See, this is, you're the one that should be doing this.
Yeah, I know.
Because you go faster than me.
And I always liked, was Tommy the
Tommy was the Red Ranger. He was green. No, wait. Zach, Derek.
White shit.
No, Derek was a black guy.
You know what I will say is that the Black Ranger was the black guy, right? And the Yellow Ranger was the Asian girl.
Yes.
We caught on to that real quick, Power Rangers.
Let's see. Yeah, Zach. There was Zach. Oh, she died? Oh, no.
The Asian girl?
Yes, Trini. She died. She was the pink. No, she was the Yellow Ranger.
Yellow Ranger.
Oh, no. Then there was, Jason was the Red Ranger. Trini was the Yellow Ranger.
Zordon.
Zach was the black guy. Just kidding. I thought his name was Derek. My bad. I just assumed.
Jamal, the Black Ranger. What hell's wrong with my you? Bad.
Then there was Kimberly Ann. She was the Red Ranger. No, she was the pink one.
She was the pink Ranger. Do you remember? I just remember there were like 7 Halloweens in a row where everyone was Power Rangers.
Power Rangers was the shit back in the day. I remember I used to come Mighty home Morphin. And like, Mighty Morphin, Triceratops, Sabertooth Tiger.
Some good shit.
But anyway, one of our beloved Green Ranger, he was the Green Ranger at first, and then I can't remember what happened, but he like morphed into something, and then he became the White Ranger. Ooh. But what was his name again?
It's Morphin time.
What was his name again? Jason somebody? Momoa. Jason David. Jason David Frank. David. He actually passed away. He was only 49 years old.
Wow, young.
I didn't realize Trini died. What the hell? When did she die?
Wasn't someone on a Power Rangers
2001.
Episode?
2001.
Damn, I was in first grade.
I was in high school in 11th grade.
There was someone on an episode of Power Rangers who was murdering people, and they called him like the Power Ranger Killer.
That must have been the new age one. I hated that one.
Let me see.
When they got rid of most of them.
His name was John Jacobson Jr. His name was John Jacobson. Tell me that doesn't sound like John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
His name is my name too.
He was on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
No, I'm talking about the original
he
one.
He was sentenced to death for the murder.
Wait, in real life or on the show?
In real life.
Oh shit, he murders. God damn.
Triple murder. Yeah. Good shit.
Jesus. Well, anyway,
that's very sad.
RIP to Jason David Frank. He passed away. Also, I feel like this is kind of like not a death, but kind of sort of.
Pervert.
Ellen Pompeo announced this week, y'all, that she is leaving Grey's Anatomy.
It's about damn time.
No, you wanted her off the show?
No, but I'm just like, I stopped watching after season 14, and it was season 14. Like,
yeah, but it's still good.
There's not even new. I feel like there's no new anything on that show.
No, there
show.
Is. There's
like
new interns.
They're like grasping at straws for
but
that
it's,
show.
It's new interns, though. Like the main people that are on there that started from the beginning are obviously Meredith, Dr. Bailey, and Richard Weber.
Also, how the hell are you going to have Grey's Anatomy without Dr. Grey?
Exactly. Well, if they make Zola grow up real fast,
oh,
or quick or some shit.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Quick. She's like a genius doing surgery.
Pretty much. Child prodigy. Even though she's biologically not theirs, but whatever. Neither here nor there.
That show was damn, the early seasons of that show.
I remember when that show first came on, I was actually working at a jail and I used to work on the weekends. And so every Sunday, my son and I got so many of the correctional officers hooked to that show. And we would all be in like the little break room area, whatever, just watching it. And they're just like, man, my wife is just like, how did you get hooked on this show? Like this girl at work hooked me on this show. And I'm like, that's right. You need to watch Grey's Anatomy.
That was my undergrad binge show.
Yeah.
It was on Netflix and I would just watch it.
Yeah. Favorite character?
Ooh. Great question. Great question. Give me a second. Bailey.
Mine
or Richard. Bailey. I do love a Richard Weber.
Bailey is my favorite. All time favorite.
One.
Absolutely. I love, she's badass. What were you talking about Haribo?
You guys may know Haribo. Herringbone is what you sounded like.
I said Haribo.
Haribo.
Ask Siri how to pronounce it.
Hey Siri, how do you say Haribo?
You just said gummy bears.
Okay. I found this on the web for how do you say Haribo.
Hey Siri, how do you say Haribo gummy bears?
Sure.
Oh my God, this dumb bitch. Anyway. The gummy bear people, you know, the green pack or the gold package.
Yes.
I guess they're from Germany. There's this German man who lost a check for $4.8 million. This man found the check and
who writing paper checks for that much?
That's what I'm saying. Can you just cash that?
No.
It was a cashier's check.
That's cash.
Oof. No way. Well, anyway, this man found it and he called the company, which...
I don't know. Hell no.
Called the company and was like, hey, y'all lost a lot of money and I have it in my hands. And they're like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Please burn the check, destroy it, mm-hmm. whatever. He was like, okay. And so to thank him for this massive amount of money that he saved them, right? Because anyone could have done mm-hmm. who, God knows what. They sent him a package of gummy bears.
I would have beat the shit out
of him. And he was like, what the fuck?
Y'all couldn't send me like $10,000 or something?
No.
First of all, let me tell you something. If I find any money,
even $100,
y'all ain't getting it back. I will.
That's
I will,
a lot of money to lose. Who loses a $4.8 million check?
You lose money. I will help you look for it and still have it in my pocket. Oh. I don't give a day. I'm not giving. The Lord has blessed me, and I am glad about it.
Damn.
Not unless my spirit is convicted to give it back. Man, if you start crying, be like, oh my God, it's my rent. Okay, I get it back.
Oh, would you look at that?
Oh, I found it. Wow.
It's crazy.
But listen, I'm one of the people who I will help you look for the missing money. I sure will.
Do you remember the stories about like the girl who joined her own search party for she was missing and she joined her own search party?
No, that's messed up though. People should not cry wolf about stuff like
but
that.
Yeah, that's what's going on over there on that side of the world.
That's crazy. Well, on a more somber note, we brought you this story last week as it broke around the world in the person of Shanquilla Robinson. And she's a 25-year-old young lady who unfortunately died tragically while on a trip with her friends. I use that term very loosely, air quotes, her friends in Cabo, Mexico. And excuse me, it was first reported that she allegedly passed away from alcohol poisoning. But after her her family did hired a coroner to go in and do a separate autopsy, they found that she had a fractured spine and she had a
skull, right?
Yeah, well, her atlas was subluxed, and
That's not a good thing to be subluxed.
No, definitely not. Not where your respiratory center is, and that she had multiple bruises on her body and stuff like that. Then
and the autopsy don't lie, people.
Very true. And then there was a video that's been circulating around the internet. That she was actually involved in an altercation with one of her friends.
Yo, she was getting whooped on in that video.
She didn't even fight back.
She was naked.
She didn't even fight back. And literally, you can hear in the video where the guy says, I mean, damn, you're not going to at least fight back? And she's like, no. And I'm just like, if somebody's not actively fighting you back, like, that's assault. Like, she's not even trying to defend herself. But
I just have never been in a fist fight.
Really?
Do I look like someone who's been in a fucking fist fight?
Yeah. I mean, you talk a good game.
Thank you. See, no, that's what I do. I talk.
Because you're the perfect victim. That's right. I forgot. Totally forgot.
I will talk shit and I will make you question some things. I will talk you off a ledge to keep you from hitting me.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever been on a trip with your friends and it just didn't go well and like you left the trip early because it didn't go well?
Hell no.
Really? You just like stayed and like, well, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, I'll be doing my own thing. But I've never had anything that crazy happen.
Yeah.
Like, my friends are normal.
True.
I don't know.
They're
also,
probably
like,
real friends too.
Yeah. I just can't in my head imagine a situation in which the people I chose to travel with would get to the point where we were beating on each other.
Yeah.
That seems insane to me.
Yeah.
But also when I was 25, I'd probably go on a trip with anybody. So.
See, for me, like me and my friends didn't really go on like trips like that outside of the country. We weren't traveling outside the country like that. Like, I mean, we would, you know, stay within Florida or go to Atlanta or some shit like that. We took mostly road trips together. Mm-hmm. But even if you were getting on my nerves, I would just be silent. Or like one thing that I've learned, especially even in college with traveling with people, one, because my social battery runs out very quickly, quicker than others. And so, or quicker than most, what I always do is I always have money for an emergency ticket everywhere I travel. I don't care if it's internationally. I don't care. Cause even when I went with my mom and my sisters to Paris, I had another ticket right in that thing. I was like, God damn it, these headphones. I was like, if I need to abruptly leave, I got money to get out of this country. Cause I need to be able to leave. I always got money for a rental car, another hotel, something like that. So I always like every time I travel, I always have double the amount as if I'm paying for another trip.
Oh, that's smart.
Just in case.
I don't do that.
Really?
I've gotten on a flight with $0 in my bank account. That's really dramatic. Maybe like $15 and I've flown out places and I'm like, yeah, well, shit,
I'm already here.
Hope this fucking hits tomorrow. I hope this check comes in tomorrow. I don't, that's just insane. But also, so like I do have a short social battery. Mm-hmm. Like for as much as I'm out, I need to be home.
Yeah.
The good thing about the people that I travel with, my close friends, is like when I'm with them, it doesn't feel like, it's not exhausting at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's very relaxing. But you gotta be fucked up if you think I'm gonna travel with you and you're someone who I think we could get in a fight with.
But even if we did, if we get to the point where we've gotten into a physical altercation in another, first of all, we're not gonna fight in another country. Okay, that's number one.
Yeah.
Because we're in another fucking country. So whatever it is that's that deep, I'm just gonna store it in my brain, but yeah, I'm still gonna have a good time. And then I'll come back to the States and whoop your ass. I'm not gonna do all of the extra stuff and And then the fact
I don't
that
need
they,
to be extradited anywhere.
No, and the fact that they covered, you know, you covered it up in lying, talking about alcohol poison and everybody's
that
out
you called this girl's family.
Yeah.
And you said, oh, hey, I'm sorry your daughter's dead, knowing good and goddamn well.
And
y'all are the cause of that shit. That is ugly.
This is why I keep telling people too, like, stop recording yourself committing crimes and then uploading that shit. But I'm glad that they did because now y'all ass is about to be extradited back to Mexico. And I hope that every last one of you, I don't care if you're a bystander or not, your ass deserves to go to prison for that shit.
Hey, let me tell you where you don't want to go to prison. Mexico.
No, definitely not.
Shit ain't the same over there.
No.
Also, what is the fascination with recording fights? You want to rewatch that shit?
Okay, I'll tell you this.
Oh, no.
No.
I already don't like it.
No. When back in the day, right?
Be in the D.
Back in the day, especially in like middle school and high school, we had, because my best friend and I, we talk about this all the time. There was some epic like school fights. And you're like, God damn, did you see that? So I get the infatuation with it. However, I think you're stupid for still, it's different if somebody else records your fight. But if you're actively there and you're recording that shit and then you post it, like, come on.
I just cannot imagine in that situation where that girl was literally not fighting back at all that you decided she kicked her in the face.
She did.
In the head.
And then she stopped at one point and was just like, fight me back. And the girl's like, no. She's just sitting on the floor just like, no, I'm not going to fight you back.
God, it's insane.
Like, poor if somebody's girl. Actively telling you, I'm not going to fight you back, just stop. Like, you can cuss them all out, verbally assault them, whatever you want to do, but keep your hands off people. Like, Jesus.
And for someone to sit there and record it and be like, you're not even going to fight back.
That's, I pray that every last one of them are prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law in Mexico. Speaking of fighters, what were you telling me about Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson?
It's come. The day has come where I was left speechless by a Shade Room article. Because Michael Tyson...
It's so weird to hear you say his name like that. Michael?
Michael Tyson and Evander Holyfield have teamed up to release a line of edibles that are ear-shaped. Like bitten ear-shaped.
Are you serious?
Because as we all know, Mike Tyson bit Evander Holyfield's ear. And it's called Holy Ears.
No, it's not.
I swear to God.
Holy Ears?
Mm-hmm.
Way to capitalize. Hey, get that bag.
Isn't that insane?
A rose in concrete. That's crazy.
I just don't know if someone bit me that, I don't know. He's probably over it.
Yeah, is he getting money?
That's true. Did I ever tell you someone bit my mom when she was at work?
Like recently?
No, when she worked in the classroom, like when she was a teacher.
Oh.
One of her students bit her. One of her high school kids.
I would have bit their ass right back. That's why I couldn't be a teacher.
She's a nice lady.
I could not be a teacher. Issues, let me tell you something. I could not be a teacher because I know how much of a terror I was in school. And if that was given back to me in the same capacity, yeah.
Do
I would have been squaring up with
how
the kids.
Weird it was. I was sitting at lunch and people were like, hey, how's your mom? I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? They're like, you didn't hear what happened? I'm like, what the hell happened? Oh, she got bit.
Sandy bit your mom.
What do you mean she got bit?
So did she have to go and get like a tetanus shot or some kind of shot or something?
No, I don't know what she did. She probably just fucking rubbed it, got the babas off
Man,
her shirt.
Man, Ms. Fowler, I would have punched that kid right in the face.
I know. She's like, I don't want to press charges. Press
Man, them. Press charges on all them kids. Fuck them kids. Man.
But anyway, yeah. So if you guys are in a state where marijuana is legal to purchase, go get you some holy ears.
Holy ears.
I want to know. I want to know what that's like.
I was
going
to say, maybe we should purchase them and try them on the air. No. We're not going to do that.
Yeah,
definitely not.
Maybe not.
What else were you telling me about Candace Cameron? As we all know.
Y'all.
DJ.
The internet exploded this week. People are bored, I think. So I don't know if everyone knows the holiday tea, but the Hallmark Network for the last couple of years, ever since, the reigning queen of the Hallmark Channel was Becky. Aunt Becky.
Yes, Lori Loughlin.
Mm-hmm. Remember that time where she lied and shit and cheated and got her daughter into USC?
Absolutely.
Okay, there was the whole thing.
And went to jail for like
went
two
to
days.
That feels like worlds
ages ago.
Yeah. So once she left Hallmark, Candace Cameron.
Her niece.
DJ Tanner.
Yeah.
Her niece. Oh, yeah. Okay. I was like, are they truly related? Okay. No. She rose to power on the Hallmark Network.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she's been running shit over there. All the Christmas movies, all the like crossword mystery shit. That's all her. Is she Crossword Mysteries? Doesn't matter. That's her, no one cares. And maybe Gretchen Wieners. Yeah. So this year it came out that she was going to move to her own network called like the Great American Family or something.
Okay.
Which sounds real MAGA, but
yeah, definitely.
To each their own. And Hallmark. So now they're all coming out their own movies. She's going to be in those movies over there. She's like a part of the like CFO or whatever, chief. Who cares?
Yeah.
And so she, in an interview, was saying, yeah, we're moving towards to the Southern Network. I'm very excited. I want to focus more on like the traditional family, like shows that highlight the traditional family. You would have thought that she was like, I only enjoy programming of the white Aryan variety with like
true Aryan white blood.
You would have thought she was like, because in the last couple of years Hallmark has been like, I've seen mixed race couples on Hallmark, which like we stand, I'm here for it. I've seen gay couples on the Hallmark network, which like they're being very progressive, cool. Also feels a lot like they're shoving it down your throat sometimes, because you're like, this doesn't really seem like it's a real world situation.
Yeah.
And so she's moving to this network so she can have, quote, traditional programming. She wasn't like, fuck you and your gay agenda. She was just she was like, that's cool and everything, and I get it, but I'm going to move over here and do this.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Everyone was pissed off. What do you mean traditional family? What, JoJo Siwa? Who they've already had issues because JoJo Siwa, you remember that old TikTok trend where people would be like, the meanest person you've ever met, and they'd the picture would be on their phone and they'd flip the camera around really quick. Okay, so she did that, and on rudest celebrity she ever met, it was Candace Cameron.
I can believe that.
So there's this whole thing about how they had an altercation, but it was weird and a one-off thing, and they talked about it and they were friends again. So when this all happened, JoJo Siwa was like, I cannot believe that you are saying these things and you are moving to this network and you are not going to be inclusive of LGBTQIA+. I'm just making sure I get all the letters. That was it.
Okay.
And so I was just like, y'all are on some shit.
So people are mad because she's not making the characters in her fictional shows like gay.
People are upset because she was on a network that was being more inclusive and progressive, and she was like, that's cool, but I'm gonna go do my own shit over here.
So she wanted representation for who she is.
Correct. And y'all What's are wrong real with that? Mad about it.
Here's the thing.
Now, if she was out here saying, fuck the gays,
that's horrible, then we wouldn't support that. But she's not doing
that. But she just said, y'all are doing some shit over here. Wow, weird. She's like, you know what I know is my fan base, and my fan base is going to pay me to go over here and make these traditional ass movies.
Here's the thing, people. I want y'all to really understand. Hallmark is not real. When in your personal life have you ever traveled, okay, and you get to a train station or something, and you got the last taxi, you and this handsome man happen to get into one taxi, then there's only one hotel in this bumfuck town of who knows, and you got to share a king-size bed, and then y'all end up traveling to the same area, end up at each other's house.
The best
and fall
one
in love. That's
is,
not real.
I am a strong, successful businesswoman who has just lost it all, so I'm going to go to the other side of the world.
Right.
Because I think I found a freaking chalet on Airbnb that I want to live in for a month.
Exactly.
And just happens to be a piece of shit, but the guy who owns it wants to fix it up, and I'm going to help him because he needs my expertise. Doesn't happen. It's right. Not real life.
She's not trying to change legislation here. Like, sweet lamb of the Most High God. She just wants a heterosexual relationship shown. And there are other networks that are showing LGBTQIA stories. Go watch those.
I didn't think I'd have to say this, but it's okay to be straight.
It's okay to be a heterosexual.
We don't have to shove anything down anyone's throat. Everyone's accepted. There's networks for certain people, and there's networks for other people.
Y'all
to my knowledge, she
bothered.
Hasn't said anything crazy and super hateful.
Yeah.
I think even she went on Instagram after all this went down and she was just like, I love you guys still. Like, y'all are talking mad shit about me, but it's all love over here. Like, I said what I meant to say. I'm going to this network to make movies and shows that I want to make. That would be okay. Do you remember when Reese Witherspoon opened her production company because she wanted to make films? She wanted to turn these books with like that were written by women and had strong female characters. She wanted to make those movies. This is like y'all being mad because, well, what do you mean female characters? What do you mean strong female characters? What the fuck
hate.
Does it
you
matter?
You don't have to watch it.
You
people.
Don't have to watch it.
Again,
exactly. You heard her.
It's like the whole thing going back to like, The Little Mermaid and Black Panther, and there's no way that a mermaid could be black because of this, this, that, and the melanin in her skin. And it's just like, y'all, it's not real. And again, if people aren't trying to pass legislation that excludes your personal rights, who gives a shit what is on the entertainment side, especially when she does? There's a whole demographic of people that watch Hallmark who want to see a traditional male and female relationship.
It's dissociative. They want right. to see themselves to escape.
Just like the Modern Family. It was a great representation of different families. Just like interracial relationships are a representation of different families. Like, this is why people watch Fox News, because it represents them. Like, what the fuck?
Different strokes for different folks.
Seriously.
Y'all got all up in arms. I'm just like,
Over Candace. First of all, who's checking for Candace Cameron anyway?
Hallmark. That was it.
That's
all she had is fucking Hallmark. And she's leaving it.
Like, who cares? Like, stop begging people for seats at the goddamn table. So what? She wants to have heterosexual relationships. Don't watch it. Go to Hallmark where they show gay people.
What if she comes out and she was like, oh no, I'm fine with the gay shit. It was the mixed race couples. I can't deal with
it. Stoner!
That's why I left Hallmark. There was too many black and brown people.
But honestly, I would still be like, thank you for showing us that you're a racist. If she's a racist, I don't think she is. I don't know.
I don't know. Y'all, of all the things that people have been saying, of all the hateful things, like, I genuinely think she was just like, I know that there's a group of, she's the freaking biggest Christian on the internet.
But here's the thing, for JoJo Siwa, ma'am, they just took away women's rights, okay? And you're worried about a Hallmark movie? Get your fucking priorities in order,
bitch.
You
don't even watch Hallmark.
You
can guarantee you don't fuck with Hallmark like that.
Ain't watching Hallmark like that. Ain't never been in a Hallmark movie. Probably will never be in a Hallmark. You, ma'am, they took away women's rights for abortion and abortion care. And you worried about Candace Cameron and Hallmark? I want you to get your life together. Okay, go dance or do a concert or some shit. That's stupid.
Go dance. That's what
she's... our democracy is on the line. And y'all talking about Hallmark? You see, you're blind. The revolution would not be televised.
And then all these people are out here like, what's the other sister from Full House?
Stephanie.
Stephanie was the better sister. She was always the best. No. We were all watching for DJ Tanner.
I mean, I was actually watching for Uncle Jesse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Michelle was lame.
Yeah.
I like I like Kimmy Gibbler. She was funny.
She was a good one. Yeah. Internet was ablaze.
Well, even like Raven Simone, I saw that Raven Simone did a interview recently where she was talking about, I guess the interviewer was allegedly asking her like the parallels between her life and Raven Simone's character that came back now that she's grown and with kids. And she was talking about how Disney actually gave her the opportunity to have Raven come back as gay. And she was like, well, no, like that character, Raven Baxter is not a gay character. So mm-hmm. why, thank you for trying to include that. But no, she doesn't need to be gay. She can have kids and be a traditional, like, have a traditional family, sort of speak, or whatever the case, or just a heterosexual, relationship, or be straight.
I just feel like, and I know Hallmark is saying, oh, we're being, you know, progressive and we have all these characters. Mm-hmm. None of those characters feel like they were written to be gay. They all feel like you wrote a character and you're like, oh shit, we need something gay in here.
It's all like Hallmark always. I feel like Lifetime does that too. They write these movies like colorless, like genderless, like
so now it feels like you're just throwing all asexual. This stuff in there, and it doesn't serve a purpose or make sense, because there's some shows where they write the character to be homosexual, to be colored, and you can feel that, and it makes sense, and it's
please
organic.
Color.
Colored the colored people, black and brown folks. Anyway, but then sometimes you just like. It's like throwing mayonnaise on top of a sandwich or something. You're like, do we need that?
Yeah.
It was good without it.
Yeah.
You didn't want it to be here.
Toni Braxton, I think, is like the, her and Kelly Rowland, I think, are like the new black, and Kim Fields too. They're like the new black Hallmark and Lifetime black people. I'm just like, Toni Braxton in real life is not moving to a small city where she's the fucking choir director and meets the white janitor who had a, you know, lost his family in a train wreck and now they fall in love and have a wonderful Christmas. That's not real. Like, Jesus, people. It's entertainment.
Speaking of wonderful Christmas, I just need everyone to know that Christopher Brown has released 2 new holiday singles.
That's it?
One is called It's Giving Christmas. And it was the breath of fresh air I needed this holiday season.
Christopher Brown, here's the thing, sir. You made an album with 47 songs on it. And then you're going to only give us 2 for Christmas?
Only 2 Christmas. I need you to go back to the drawing board, my guy. Listened to This Christmas by Chris Brown 72 times the holiday season. Great movie.
Great movie.
Great song.
Yeah. I love his voice. I heard that he posted about the AMAs, I guess, canceling his set or whatever for the show.
I don't know why.
Apparently, they were doing a tribute to, I don't know if they were doing something. Jermaine Dupri said something about Michael Jackson. And I guess, I don't know if they were doing a tribute to Michael Jackson Brown or something like that. Yeah, so he said that they canceled his set for unknown reasons.
Did you see Janae Aiko had her baby?
I did see that, yeah.
That's cute. Good for her.
Yeah.
Way to deliver.
See, that's real.
That's real.
She had a healthy delivery. Not this Hallmark bullshit.
Oh, she does not have a Hallmark story. No. Her and Big Sean, no way.
My mom and my older sister are like upset, like unusually obsessed with Hallmark. Like my mom loves Hallmark. My mom literally has like a special Hallmark package for all of these movies. Because she reads like Danielle Steele and all that shit.
Oh.
So yeah, she likes.
Listen, I talk a lot of shit about Hallmark, mostly because my mom has the Hallmark channel on a loop playing.
Yeah.
Because I think she's one of those people that's like, there's so much horrible shit going on in the world. I just want to watch a traditional family.
Oh, watch out there now.
And I'm always sitting there like, this is, and mind you, I'm like the queen of HBO, which is just like the trash. Most trash, like mentally unhealthy, toxic shit.
Yeah.
And she's just, every time we watch a Hallmark movie, I'm like, this is so predictable. I can tell you exactly what's going to happen.
You know how it's going to end.
That's why people watch it. Exactly. Because it's just like a palate cleanser. You throw it on. You don't have to worry about bad words or sex scenes or inappropriate shit.
Yeah, no.
It's just a nice, calm show. It's like the brown noise. The whole family can watch it. It's brown noise.
Yeah, the whole family can watch it. But yeah, people need to be realistic.
I need to be real. I need to be on a yacht. Have you seen all
Shaking my ass on a yacht. That's Nelly. I think her name is Nelly. Anyway, Grammy nominations came out recently, and Lotto was nominated for a Grammy. Lizzo also was nominated for a Grammy.
Did you see Lizzo gave that girl her dress?
I did. That was so. That's why I love. We are a Lizzo stan podcast
over here. Yes,
we just are. Elizabeth. Body positivity. Elizabeth. That's
is
right.
That her name?
No, her name is Melissa.
Huh. Interesting. Didn't put that together.
Her name is Melissa. They just call her Lizzo. That's her family name, Lizzo.
Melissa. Yeah. Elizabeth would be a Lizzo for me.
No, her name is definitely Melissa.
Okay.
But one of our favorite actresses might be now an EGOT if she wins a Grammy in the person of Viola
Fingers
Davis.
Cross.
She got go ahead. There you go. So she Viola Davis got nominated for a Grammy for best audiobook.
Yeah. Yep.
Best audiobook. I think that's what it was.
Best audiobook.
So if she wins this Grammy, she'll be an EGOT, and we will have 3 black female EGOTs, which will be Whoopi Goldberg, Jennifer Hudson, and then
those are all great voices for a book. You don't think Jennifer Hudson has a good book voice?
No, I do not. I don't like Jennifer Hudson's voice. I like her personality. What
you don't like her speaking voice?
No, no, not at all. She speaks like she's like. No, I just don't
Damn,
like it.
Damn, this shit has 4.8 stars.
Oh, it was a good book.
You read the Viola Davis memoir?
No, I listened to it.
Was her voice good?
Oh, she has a beautiful voice. I love her. She has
Finding
a great speaking
me
voice.
Finding me a memoir.
She has an amazing speaking voice. You know who I had a hard time listening to her book? It was a really good book. I got through it, but I had a hard time listening to it. Was Yvonne Orji.
Really?
By Jesus. Because I think because she's such a clown. And she's a comedian and she's really funny. Mm-hmm. So in the book, like I was looking for it to be like a comedy
like a
set and it wasn't. And she was just like, cause I was just like, you know, God. And I could just imagine her sitting there doing this. And so I was like, okay, Monica, just stop imagining that she's going to do that in the book and she's not. But it was a really good book though. Bamboozled by Jesus by Yvonne Orji.
I want to read an audio book.
Well, I have an Audible subscription, which is really bad. So I pay like $15 a month. to listen to audiobooks, and that's what I do.
Nice. Yeah. I listened to my first couple audiobooks the other day because I'm a reader, not a listener.
I'm a listener, not a reader.
Well, I have ADD, so.
I feel like Ray J with this damn headphones. I keep moving them because it keeps falling
Did
off.
You see Ray J just reposted that clip of Wendy Williams?
Yes, with Khloe Kardashian.
With Khloe Kardashian. What is going on over there on that side of the internet?
I swear we can't go an episode without talking about the Kardashians.
I know. They always talk about. For those of you who don't know, Ray J reposted a clip of the Wendy Williams show from like 2000 and something.
One.
Seven. One. Who knows? Years ago. Khloe Kardashian had reposted a meme. And this was like, even the way the meme looks, you're like, damn, like computers are not the same anymore.
No,
like this meme looks like you would actively have to make it look old as shit now if you made it. But basically it was a picture of the three Kardashian sisters. And it said it was a picture of Kim, Khloe, and Kourtney. And it said the only KKK to ever let black men in. Mm-hmm. And she had reposted. So Wendy Williams was just reading her. But I was like, what is going on?
I just think people just need to let stuff go. Like, stop bringing up old tweets. Stop bringing up. It's just stupid. Like, the internet already bashed her for saying that. So she doesn't need to go through a rebashing. And that's not me defending her. That's just me sick of old shit. Like, shut the fuck up already.
But like, she's, and the old shit is, to my knowledge, right? She's done nothing to prompt that. It's not like she said some other shit right now and we're like, remember this other old shit she said?
It's so just like Chris Brown. Stop bringing up Chris Brown's name over bullshit. Remember that time he beat Rihanna? Hey. God damn it. He's, let it go.
Listen.
He's already atoned for it. Let it go. Just let it go. What are you watching?
Yellowstone.
Is it back?
Yellowstone is back. Oh, love me some Kevin Costner. It's coming on tonight. I have to run home after this and watch it. I also watched this movie called Vengeance, and it's BJ Novak, Ashton Kutcher, the guy from The Thing. Don't remember his name. Anyway, it's about this town in Texas. You probably never heard of Abilene.
This is a big rich town. Yes, I do know Abilene, Texas.
I haven't watched fucking Power in forever. Mm-hmm. It's about this. BJ Novak is this reporter who lives in New York. He gets a call that his quote unquote girlfriend died in Texas. He was like, who the hell is that? Well, this girl's family thought they were dating. Okay. They weren't, but he flies down there and he starts a podcast because they think she was murdered. And it was just really funny because
I think you were murdered, so I start a podcast as opposed to looking for you? Okay.
Well, he's looking for her and doing the podcast.
Oh, okay.
The podcast is him looking for her murderer.
Okay.
But it's just like, small town Texas. It hits the nail on the head and it's really funny. And there was a twist at the end. I watched that. Freddie Prinze Jr. is in a new Hallmark-esque Netflix Christmas movie.
Is it traditional?
It is traditional, but here's my thing. Is Freddie Prinze Jr. Hispanic? Because he sure as hell portrays one in this movie. And I just think that's kind of weird.
Well, I mean, you had a lot of people. You had Tom Cruise playing a whole goddamn samurai.
A little different, I feel like. Nah. No?
Nah. What's his name? Tropic Thunder.
We do not bring up the Robert Downey Jr. blackface. No. That slid under the radar.
Here's the thing.
No one talks about it.
That was probably the only blackface that I will accept is Robert Downey Jr. playing the black man.
Bro, why?
Played by a white man.
When I tell you, it still amazes me that just everyone, we're just going to gloss over that.
It was a different time. It's like Scary Movie. It's a different time.
Okay, so this movie is called Shit.
On Netflix. All right.
Have y'all seen Shit on Netflix? First of all, Freddie Prinze Jr. has aged. I just don't think about him ever. So. Well,
I hope he does age. If not, he's going to die.
That's true. He is in a movie called, what the hell is it called? Oh, Christmas With You.
I'm trying to Google him to see how he looks. Oh, is it the guy?
Wait. Oh, okay. Well, this article says one of the rare times he's gotten to play Latino. So I'm assuming he's Latino.
Who the hell is... Oh, she's all that. Okay.
It was just a little bit of a shock for me to see him. It's like a very Latino film.
Well, Wikipedia says he's an American actor.
Well, there you go. I don't know. It was cute.
That's cool.
I wouldn't be like, go watch it.
Yeah, but it's something that you
want. But if you want a traditional family show about Christmas, you can probably watch it. Cool beans. I think that's all I saw. What are you watching?
I saw the full Fenty beauty fashion show, which was great. The dancing, choreography, oh my God.
Insane. It's always good.
I just felt like this one was much shorter than the one that was last year.
She was pregnant.
Yeah, but Rihanna was only in one scene in the very beginning, and then she turned around, and then when she turned back around, it was like a man in her same like
outfit
or something.
Was she pregnant, or she had already had the baby?
I think she had already had the baby because she was heavier, but mm-hmm. I mean, gorgeous, but she looks good thick. I think she had already had the baby, I think, just like the cameo that she did. Mm-hmm. But the dancers, inclusivity, amazing. All kind of body types, everything. The little thick black dude hit me up in my DMs. Anyway,
little thick thighs, black dude.
Big thick thighs. He was, whew. Anyway, that was really good. I did see a movie called The Silent Twins. It came out like a couple months ago, but... and I had meant to watch it, but I just didn't. Anyway, it stars Letitia Wright, who also plays in the Black Panther.
We love.
And it's based on a true story. So have you ever heard about these silent twins who, it was like in the 1980s, something like that. They basically were two twins, obviously, a set of twin,
they
twin
were
sisters.
Two twins.
They were a set of twin sisters. And basically what happened was they would only talk to each other. They rarely talked to their family. They didn't talk in school, but they could communicate like telepathically, so to speak. And they had their own language, but the mom, like, they were in school and they would never talk to anybody else. So of course, as teachers were just like, they have a learning disability. They're not understanding, da, da, da. So the psychologist comes in and tries to figure out what's wrong with them. And so long story short, they end up committing a crime. They ended up burning down some kind of place or whatever.
Ooh.
And then they end up going into like a mental institution, and they basically made a pact that if one of them died, that the other one has to live for the both of them. And so were like codependent on each other. And I think one of them ended up having like a personality disorder, but they never confirmed it because they would never talk. But anyway, it was really good. It was a bit weird, but it also told like some of the stories that they had, which were, they published a book. They published a couple of books, and one of the twins ended up dying, unfortunately, of unknown. Well, they said it's unknown causes, but then they ended up doing an autopsy and found out that she actually had myocarditis.
Ooh.
An acute flare-up of myocarditis. And she was literally getting out of the mental institution, and then she died on her way there, which was sad. So the other sister kind of, you know, lived, and she lives a quiet life in the UK, but it was based on a true story about twins. It was really interesting because twins really do have their own like ecosystem.
Can you imagine sharing a uterus with someone for 9 months?
I mean, I didn't remember it the first time.
That's true. That's so, true. Good point.
I mean, I've always wanted a twin. I just don't think the world could handle two of me.
Oh no, definitely not.
I have one of my cousins.
I've never wanted a twin. Someone to share the spotlight. Hell no.
I have twin cousins and they're amazing, but they live very separate lives. Like when they're together and when you see them together, they're definitely like in sync with the way that they talk, the way that they move. I don't think they realize it, but as us looking at them, it's like a lot of their mannerisms are very similar. The way they talk, everything. It's just like, you know, but she's like, no, we don't have that twin telepathy thing where if somebody stubs their toe, I feel that on the other side of the world. Like, no.
That's wild.
Yeah. But it was a really good thing. And then I saw the movie Beast with Idris Elba.
Oh, we love an Idris Elba.
Here's the thing. I want y'all to do Hollywood. Okay. That movie irritated me so much. Not because it wasn't a good movie. The two daughters in the movie were whiny as shit. They kept, Dad, what are we supposed to do? Bitch, he don't know. It's a rogue lion out there that's trying to kill all three of y'all. Shut up.
Where did you watch
Jesus?
This?
At my house.
Ma'am.
Oh, on sorry. The Silent Twins was on Netflix and the Beast was on Peacock.
I do be watching some Peacock shit.
And then the Fenty was on Amazon Prime.
So would you recommend Beast?
I mean, it was a good movie. It was just the damn daughters. I couldn't get over them. I was like, please shut the fuck up. Kill these girls already. God damn.
I started watching that show in 1899 on Netflix. Have you seen it?
Mm-mm.
It was weird. I couldn't get into it. It's like, I can't even explain it.
Is it the one with that big hole, that triangle of a hole? No.
The boat. She's like falling on a boat.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah. I was like, wow, this is one of the top 10 shows. Let me watch it.
No, I think people are slowing down on the apocalyptic movies. I haven't been able to find an apocalyptic movie lately.
People are getting a little more upbeat. And don't
yeah,
want to talk about
I'm just like,
world.
Y'all, we need preparation. Come on. These are free classes.
Prep and lit. No, we're getting into the holiday season. We're going to chill on all that.
Yeah.
I will say, just speaking of prepping for shit, I went and got CPR certified for like the 9th time yesterday.
Why can't we just have it and be done with it forever?
I know what I need to do. call 911.
Exactly. Call a nurse. I'm not a nurse. Hit the button. Shit, that's not my job.
And there was this cute pregnant couple there getting CPR certified because they're having their first kid.
I think it should be a requirement.
I was just like, way to go, proactive parents. I love that.
Well, you know, there's this one lady, black owned business, small business. Her name, I can't remember her name, but we shouted her out during Black History Month as well. She owns a company called CPR Wraps. Remember that? Where she sells these CPR instruction manuals. Or literally, you just pull it out. It's like a little, it looks like a pack of headphones or something. You pull it out, you lay it over the person, and it gives you the instructions exactly how to perform CPR. And I'm like, if everybody had it, that's mine. It's because it's raining outside and it's my.
Also, I learned that if you live in the state of Texas, you can go to a website called morenarcanplease.com and you can go and sign up and they will send you a box of Narcan to carry around just in case. Which is a good thing because you never know.
Okay, can I ask a really interesting question? Can you get high off Narcan?
The way it was told to us was that there are no, what's the opposite of benefits?
There are no, like, you can't get high off Narcan?
Yeah, like, basically, like, if you go up to someone and they're not overdosing, but you think they are, and they give them the Narcan, there's nothing that's
there's no negative effects.
There's no crazy negative effects.
Okay.
That's only, you know,
that's a scary, first of all, I think it's a backwards and bullshit ass world that we live in. The fact that y'all are so willing to give away Narcan for free, but you won't give away insulin for free. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh.
Exactly.
But for all of you out there who, you know, may see some incapacitated people out on the street, want to help and save a life, you can go to narcanplease.com. I think they're getting grant funding and stuff, and they're just trying to, you know, combat the opioid crisis. That's just my little PSA on that. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
Just a little nasal spray.
That's scary that we're at that point in our society where we're giving out free Narcan. They even have Narcan in school systems, which I think is insane to me.
But I know. I can't believe it.
It's absolutely insane. Well, anything else that we need to talk about before we get out of here? Oh, we are.
No, we're taking a break next week for Thanksgiving to give thanks.
Yes. Putting up my inflatable turkey.
Yes. You will be okay without us for a week. We need to rest and recover.
Yes. Recover from,
from the tryptophan.
And I'm also still going to be eating my Thanksgiving leftovers. And Plies, I don't want to hit your mouth. How about that?
Plies.
Mm-hmm. You never heard the thing that he says every year? Or the video that recirculates? And he's just like, you cook the food on Wednesday. You eat the food on Thursday. Yes. Friday, you're pushing. It's when it's his best. Saturday, you're pushing it. Sunday, you're going to get worms. Monday, you're in the hospital. Tuesday, you're dead.
Have you seen all those people back on the Paragard shit?
Paragard?
Uh-huh.
Like the parasite cleanse? No.
It's all on my For You page again.
I mean, people are still talking about the papaya seeds and stuff.
Should we do a parasite cleanse?
I would rather
do. I think I have some parasites.
Oh, you absolutely
I'm going to be honest.
The amount of food you eat out, absolutely.
That was rude.
I'm just saying. I do too. Bitch, this is gourmet fat right here.
I've been to Mexico too often to not have parasites.
I would rather do a colon hydrotherapy cleanse though. Can we find a place to do that?
Yeah. Why can't we meet in the middle?
Because I don't want to feel it and see it.
I don't want to tube up my ass.
I'd rather that than seeing worms and parasites coming out of my ass.
But the worms would be out of you already.
Yeah, but you still got to pass some things out. Ugh, no.
But they're just living in your gut right now.
Yeah, but the colon hydrotherapy, all I got to do is lay there with a little tube up my ass. I'm cool with that.
So you just want to lay there.
Yeah, and get them sucked out.
How about you do your thing and I'll do my thing and we'll just...
Okay, will you come with me to do mine? Because I don't want to
go Yeah, I will come with you to do yours.
I need to find one, though. I trust your judgment on finding
one. I would do it. Hey, if there's one thing I can do, it's find us a good place to get our bowels cleansed.
I want to
clean me out. Roto-Rooter that shit
too. Yeah, and it's great for your gut. It's great for your gut health. You know what also is great for your gut health? Tea with Gwen. That's also
good. Look at that.
Absolutely.
That's all I got. I want everyone to have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Happy Thanksgiving.
Just take a second to think about all the things you do have and that you're happy for, because I'm sure as hell don't do that enough.
Yes, I thank God every day that I wake up and then I complain about my job. So I apologize. Please forgive me, Lord.
Every time you say something negative, say one thing positive about your life.
It's hard.
It's so hard.
It's hard out here in these streets. I mean, we have so much to be thankful for, but y'all enjoy the time with your family. And for those who don't have family to be with, we are praying for and with you during this time, because we know that this time is very difficult, especially people who have lost loved ones recently. And, you know, this kind of puts everybody kind of goes into a seasonal depression. For
holidays
those who
is a
are,
weird time.
Yeah, holidays are a really weird time. So y'all, you know, try not to isolate yourself too much, as I isolate myself.
Get some vitamin D, some sunlight.
Absolutely. Get some biotin, some vitamin E as well. But yeah, y'all have an amazing Turkey Day. Eat everything you want
gobble,
to
gobble,
eat.
Gobble, gobble, bitch.
Don't put no limits on you.
Calories don't count on Thanksgiving. Everyone knows that.
But I will tell you this. For those of you that are going to be frying turkeys, please be careful, y'all. Please be careful.
And be careful with those knives.
People don't die because they are burned. They die due to infections from the burns, because when you burn your nerves off, you can't feel, and it's horrible. So that's all I'm saying. Be very careful when you're frying turkeys or frying anything. Have your fire extinguishers, as well as your, if you can't afford a fire extinguisher, baking soda for grease fires. Just please be careful, y'all.
Okay, do what you want.
Okay. Or that.
That is the official stance of this podcast. Well, y'all remember to have what? To spread love.
Spread light.
Don't forget to laugh
your face
your
off.
Your face off. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at The Face Off Pod. Be sure to tune in to The Face Off every Tuesday where new episodes are released.